before we learn the Tosfos in Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis and Daf Tzadik Daled Amud Aleph, let us just quickly go over the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Misha Yonosui Daled Noshim Umeis, and there were four Ksubas Arishayne Kedemis Lishniye, so the first one has Adin Kedime, because her Ksuba was Chal first, Ushniye Lishlishis, Ushlishis Lerviyis. Rishayne Nishbas Lishniye. And the Rishayne swears to the Shniye that she was not given the Ksubas yet, because this is her Gviye is Negeya the Shniye, because maybe there won't be left over for the Shniye. So therefore the Shniye has a right to be Mashbiyah, to be Mevarah, that she was not Goyver her Ksubah, and she's entitled to be Goyver the Kalka. Rishniya Lishlishis, the Shniya swears to the Shlishis, Rishlishis Lovias, Ravias Nifras Shaloi Beshua. The Ravias, she's Goyver her Ksubah without a Shvua, because her Gviya is not anyway affecting the first three Noshim, because they were already gave the Ksuba. And the Rashi explained that the Tana of Mishnah holds of the Yisayimim, he holds that Abba Lifram, when he says Yisayimim, Leifcha Ala Bishvur is only said by Yisayimim Ketanim and not by Yisayimim Gdelem, and our Mishnah is finished by Yisayimim Gdelem. Benan Yisayimim, Vchimimnei Shehi Achoinen Niskeres. Benanis asks Akasha, why should the fourth one be entitled to be Goyve Hoksuba without a Shvua? Afile Sivcha la Bishvua. Hoyo Yoitzis Kulon B'yoymechot. What is if they all were written on the same day? Kolaydemes Lechavot Afile Sha'achas Zochsa. So in Yerushalayim, the Kacha Yekosim B'Yerushalayim Shois, they used to write hours in Yerushalayim, some Amele. So we have the one that was written in the previous hour has Adin Kedime. Yikulam Yoitzis B'Sha'achas Vein Shem Elamona Chilkes B'Shalom. So the Gemara said, B'Mai Kamif Legi, what is the Machlekes Benanes and the Tanakame? Oma Shmuel, so Shmuel had said, K'goin Shemim Seis Achas Mehem Sode Sheine Shaloi. One of the three previous Noshim who had had been Goyva Haksuba. Now we found out that the Kalke never belonged to her husband. This Kalke will be taken away from the Shlishis. Let's say we found that her Kalke was Sodesh Einei Shalbaila, the Kalke Gzula. So Mimele, so theoretically, she's left out without a Ksuba. So Mimele, this fourth Kalke that the Revius wants to take is really dependent if it will belong to her, because could be she's a Balchayv Me'uchem, and Mashe Gova, Loi Gova, that means the Balchayv Mugdem, the Shlishis can be Goyvet for her, but Balchay Me'ucha Shekodim V'Goyvet K'mifbegi. So we have Yamachleikis, if the Revius will be Goyvet this Kalke, if the Shlishis, after her Kalke will be taken away from her, will she be able to be take it away, the Kalke that the fourth one was Goyvet. Tanakam Esova, Mashe Gova, Loi Gova. That the Gviya does not help that it should remain by the Balchay Meluchav. So Mimele, the third one could be Goyve it back from the fourth one. So there's no reason why the fourth one should have to swear, since she's swearing to the third one. That means even though if she takes it, it'll eventually end up by the third one side by side. Why should she have to swear to the third one? She's not taking anything away from the third one. because as soon as they take away the karka from the third one, Kozman they don't take away. So you're not shepherding me. I have my ksuba. You know what? They're going to take it away from you. When they take it away from you, so it won't remain by me. So I'm not taking anything away from you. It will be taken away from the fourth one the minute the nigzal takes it away from the third one. Banana sova masha gove gove. Banana souls masha gove gove. That it's going to remain by the fourth one. So therefore, before the fourth one wants to take this kalke, she has to swear. So the third one can tell her hishtabali, because you are taking away, he says, by taking this kalke, I'm going to lose from this. So kaponim swear that you have a right to be gave the kalke. Your ksuba was not paid up. B'chaye abal. Av Nachman oma rabbe barabue dekuli alme ma shegovo loigovo. Everyone agrees that ma shegovo loigovo. That if it will be taken away from, if and when the kalke will be taken away from the third ishim, so we will take away the kalke from the revius. Doesn't help that she was a bal chay muuche shekodam begova. It doesn't help. We'll take it away from her. V'hoche b'chayshin neshem atachsev kamiflegi. Here we are afraid, even though it will be taken away, but kozman the kak is by her, and she realizes that it will be taken away from her, so she will be very careless in the shmiras hakarke, in the kiyam hakarke, the karke can become worth less because of this anhoge. So therefore, about her taking the karke, even though it could be only a temporary taking, but the shlishis will have a hefset from this. So therefore, she has to swear before she takes it to prove that she's entitled al kaponim to take the kalka. And that is the second mahalach. The ma'asav alay chayshin yishem atachsev. And the panakam holds v'nat chayishem atachsev. So why should she have to swear? She's not taking anything away. And if the kalka will be taken away from the third one, so she'll get this kalka. Abaye omar d'abaye kshishe ike binayu. Abaye said that the machlikas the Tanakame and Ben Nanes is in what Abaye kshishe had said. The Tani Abaye kshishe yisaimim sh'omu g'doylem vein tzach le'maktanim. That what it says, that yisaimim, that you go aboli porim nixi yisaimim Vayifra ella b'shvur yisaimim she'amru gedoylem ve'ein tzarech le'maktanim. But you have to swear by gedoylem, even though gedoylem have a fanim had to be mevara. What had happened eitzel aviyim, the badavis ketanim yizich have to swear. Is tanakame less laid by a kashisha? The Tanakama does not hold like Abaye Kashish. He holds it's only by Ketanim, not by Gedolim. And our Mishnah is speaking about Gedolim. So Memela, that's why there is no Chiv Shua Mitzadi Yisaimim. And it's not speaking about that there was a Kaka Gzula. No, all the three previous Noshim were Gaiva the Ksube. It's by them. There's no problem anymore. The whole shaila is there a chiyuv shvuah to the yisaimim al saboli porim minichse yisaimim? So the Tanakama holds this hadin of aboli porim minichse yisaimim was only said by yisaimim ketanim, and the Mishnah is speaking about yisaimim gedolim. So there's no reason why to swear. And Benanis holds islay dabai kashisha, that if it's by yisaimim gedolim, there's also a by Yisaimim Gedolim, there's also a Chiyuv Shvuah. Now, let us just see a few Rashi, so we'll have it on our fingertips when we learn Tosfos. כגון שנמצא סחס נשאלי סודר סגובו גימול נושא מרישיינס, סודר שיינס שלוי, שנוידע שגוזלו. We found out that it was stolen. בסייף שיבואו ביילם ויתלו ממנו, the ביילם will come and take it away, let's say from the שלישס. שבו רבי יסליג וסבוסו מסודר רבי יסבוסו ועמד אסליים, למוח היו ונגזל ויתל סודאו מיודי. Tomorrow, this cock will be taken away from me. Nimsei si karachas. Chetzayni shetishbi shiloi govis ksubosayach b'chai abal. Bimavare that you never will give you a ksubi. Vabal choyiv ma'ucha shekodmu gove kemifu gitana kama sava ma she gove loi gove. Yem. Ma she gove loi gove hukach. Lama tishba. Why should she swear? Im yove ya nigzo v'yitrov mizu. If the nigzol will come, so she'll get back the karka. So she's not taking anything away from, so the revius is not taking anything away from the shlishis. So she's taking away. And then the second malach in the Gemara was the kul alma mashigova legova shvu the benanis time the maidik sava chayshin yishem metachsev harabiyis azayis as asada shehi goyva. We're afraid she might be mekalkol vekalke. Chi chozi, now what should give her the incentive not to be mashbiach vekalke? Chi chozi, delay mashbin in law. Since she'll see that all the other three Noshim have to swear, and she doesn't have to swear. So this is a pertinent question. So she'll figure out, Yoda, the Hodra, Shlishas Alava, Kshit, Lamasha, Yoda. So she realized she doesn't have to swear because it won't remain by her. The Shlishas will take it away from her. So therefore, so she won't be mashbiach the karke, elo shom tavochlo, she'll take whatever she can take from the karke. By doing this, the karke will get deteriorated. She won't, the karke will get nichsaf, niskalko. Tanakama lechayish l'shemo tachsik. So that's me that mentioned yesterday. So the Maram Shiv wants to say pshat according to Rashi, that what do we accomplish by telling her to swear, according to Benanis? We accomplish that if we tell her swear that you want Gaivid Aksube, so then this whole kasha, why am I different than all the other three notions, doesn't arise. So she thinks she's similar to all three notions. So she's under the impression that they'll never take it away from her. So she doesn't have an inkling that we have intentions to take it away if the Nigzal will come. So if she doesn't have an inkling that this will occur, so therefore she'll be mashbich the karke. And so Mele, so the shvue takes away the chash of shematach. So that's how the beer and the Maram Shiv and the Maram Shiv alibe the rash. Let us see Taisvis. At the bottom Taisvis after the Gimel Amid Beis, Misha Yonosui Dalid Nosh. So Taisus had a kasha. Why do we have to speak about four almonas over here? That a person was married and had four wives and then he died leaving over four almonas. Let's say the same thing with two. Does the second one have to swear? So that's totally in the machlokes. Benanis in the Tanakama. Why do we need these other two wives? Habimotzi leminket beis noshim. The Gemara could not chapon beis noshim. Af agav the shaychebu shaper plukte. The Tanakama Benanis. The same achleikas Tanakama Benanis we could have had by beis noshim. We call mokim la vishamini minei shvue le'echad shvue le'meyah. It means we'll say later in the Mishnah that the shniyah was mashbiyah the rishayna. So she swears, and now she's allowed to take it. So now, what will happen if after she swore, the Shlishis will come to the Rishayna and say, you know, I wasn't around here, I just came back. I heard you want to be Goyva the Ksuba, will you please swear, because your Gviya might hurt me. So the Mishnah says, Achidish, that Rishayna Nishbas L'Shniya, and that's it. The Shlishis will ask, I'm sorry, Shvua L'Echad, Shvua L'Meyah. That means I'm a chuyif to swear. I swore, finished. There's a shvuah bezin. There's no inyan to swear in front of you and swear in front of you. I made a shvuah bezin and I swore. So that is sufficient for whoever want to be tevei. But that's a chiddush in the Mishnah. So if there are only two noshim, I wouldn't know this din of shvuah le'echot, shvuah le'meyer. So therefore we need at least three noshim. I'll go to three noshim. But now that there's three noshim, the Einish Bas Rishayna Lishlishis, it says the Rishayna swears for the Shniya. Mishim Shekvar Nishba Lishniya Kedem Aforish Big Mora. So Memele, so three noshim we need. Umiyuteime, Amaitona Arbe. Fine. So now I know why three noshim. Why does it say four noshim? Bisholish Sagi. The Bisholish Nami Shaminim Shvua Lecha Shvua Lemeyah. The Ika Lemeyah, so Taisva says, it could be the Hava Mine, the Hosamu, the Ein Nishbas Rishayna Lishlishis, Shehi Achayna. If there'd only be three women, and the Shlishis would be the Achayna, and the Shlishis does not have to swear according to the Tanakhama, the Hosomi, the Einish Bas Rishayna Lishishish, Shehi Achayne. What? Since she's an Achayne, that's why you don't have to swear. But if the Shlishis would not be Achayne, you have to swear for the Shlishis. That's what Taisvis wants to say. And that's what the Mishnah comes to tell us, that if the Shlishis is not an Achayne, you also don't have to swear. But let us see what Sfora could be, that if the Shlishis is a Achayna, you do not have to swear. The Lecheshin and Kulehai. But Taisa says like this, if the Shlishis is the Achayna, so we have Tarti Letibusa, to Pata the Rishayna, to swear again. Why? Number one, Kivin Shekvar Nishbo Lishniya. Number one, she swore already. Fine. So, good, she swore. With Shlishis, but she didn't swear to the Shlishis. So we won now. Good, so now swear for the Shlishis. But by the Shlishis, there's a svar to say, Shema Kvarn is Kablik Subas. Who says, Bechlal, that you have a right to be Goyva Ksuba? Maybe you were Goyva Ksuba. She ainish Bas, because you never swore. That means all the other Noshim, Mishniye is also going, that means, the Shniya is going to swear when she's Goyva the Ksuba. So we have a biru that she's entitled to a Ksuba. So Memela, so therefore, so she could be Mashbiya the Rishayna, because I'm entitled to Ksuba, and could be you got your Ksuba ready. So you're not, so before you Goyva, swear that you didn't get. But if the Shlishis would be the Achayna, would only say three Noshim, and the Shlishis never swore, so I'd only have a Biru Gomu, that means, Mitzad Echad, I'm thinking, maybe she should swear over again for the Shlishis, but then I hear in my mind another Svar, who says, Bechlal, that the Shlishis has a Schus Ligvay, says a Ksuba. Could be she got paid already. She's never proved. Okay, she has a Shtar Ksuba, but could be there was Svari, or so then, le'achma barabona kulahai. So if it only say three noshim, I would say that the Rishayin is not to swear to the Shlishis because the Shlishis is not a schus boro that she has a ksube. Avol meisa nishbas. But what would be, avol meisa nishbas, says the Shlishis. But what would be the Shlishis swears? Keep going. When does she swear? She yesh revis. Tahashti Yadina Shalainis Kabluk Subosa say no claw that the Shlishis is entitled to Ksuba Avamina Danach Metvei. So then I would say, then we should be machmir v'tishba l'harishayna. Then I would say, l'harichiton na'arba noshim, to tell me that if you in such a case, you also don't have to swear to the shlishis, because it's a new lambdas of shvur lecha, shvur lemeyah. Let us see the next taisvis. Shanim says, achas mehem soda sha'ine shaloi. That we found that one of the fields that was nigva letzeirech the ksuba, one of the noshim, this field never belonged to the husband. So Mamela, she as yet was not goyva haksuba. Pesh bekontras shenoida kvar shehi gzula. We know that it's gzula ilkach shebo revius ligbois. When the Revius wants to be goive the fourth karke, mashbiin lo. V'hoda yevina lo lebenanis. V'mashbiyon, then we'll give her. T'hoyil mashe govsa govsa, because if benanis holds the balchoy mu'ucha, shekodem v'gova mashe govsa govsa, so it will remain by her. It's tzricha shvua. Therefore, the Revius has to swear to the Shlishis, let's say, Sherei Nifsedes, Oiso, Shesh Lo Soda, Sheine Shalom. The Isha, there's a Soda, Sheine Shalom, Sheine Shalom, is losing to the Gviya of the Revius, so therefore, she has to swear. The Kosha Le Rebbe, the Mistome Shemashbiyan or Revius Mashme, that what it says in the Mishnah, that you Mashbiya the Revius, it would seem Shadayin Loigovsa. As yet, she wasn't Goive. How do we know she wasn't Goive? Midiktoni Gabi Revius, the Machlekes, the Tanakama says Nifras, that she's Nifras Shaloi Beshvur, she can be Goive the Karka without a Shvur. Benana says, Eloi Sifra, Elo Bishwa, but Nifras and Eloi Sifra means she can be Goive, or she cannot, or she can be Goive without a Shvur, or she can only be Goive with a Shvur. But Al Koponim, it would seem that we are speaking about before the Gviya. And the Shaila is now, she mechuyiv to swear, she not mechuyiv to swear, according to the Tanakame, since it won't remain by her, so she's not mechuyev to swear. According to Benana, so will remain by her. She's mechuyev to swear. Fektoises amir dike kashem. Bohoyil b'chein. Since the whole Mishnah is speaking about before the Gviya, hakidemes lo loma eina lekachas oiso soda. So why doesn't the third one take the soda? It's a very modern mice over here. I know klo noida shigzula, noida shigzula. So this is a gigazel tekalke. The shlishis never got paid up a ksubit. And so we have here one soda left. So who should be entitled to take the soda? So the shlishis, the shibud of the shlishis was chal before the shibud of the Revius. So she has a din kadime. Is lo many like chasayis a sada bebiru shaloi? This is zicha her sada. Amir dikekashim. So it's amir dikekashim. That means what is the whole pilpul? During mefalpul, does the Revius have to swear? Not to swear. The Revius is not entitled to the karke. The shlishis is entitled to the karke. So finish. So the gemara shrek loch shver. I saw Megine Shloime, the Megine Shloime wants to emphasize Taisus Kashe, that we have to learn Rashi with a grain of salt. Rashi doesn't mean Shenoida Shegozlo. That means we know clear 100%. It's like we had before Yatzalei Asikin, Oirerim. People are, it's neither that is a kail that, or there's toyanim that it's gzula, but it's not 100%. It's far less than 100%. So Mamela Zazoy. So we have here a fourth field, and the third one already is starting to get fidgety. You know, they're talking, I don't have a ksuba. Fine, but so the beginning Shlom says, for example, what would be if there wouldn't be a fourth one? So the third one is tiny, you know, the talking is a gagazel to field, so the Yoshim will tell her, Achvi Tifach Vashalom Loch, I mean, we owe you a ksube, well, you have a karka. People are talking. Talking does not mean that it's 100% true. So they'll take it away from you. When they'll take it away, then you'll become a goyve. So Memele, so the Iru that was Yotzusa al Sodesh Allah does not in any way affect the fourth one. That means it's, what Napshad is that Sekumtir now a ksuba. For all practical purpose, you have a ksuba. If later we see it was a gzula, was nisbar, was a gzula, then, but for all practical purposes now you have your ksuba. So memele, the fourth one is entitled to be goyve the ksuba. Who says bachlal will take away your karka? So the fourth one is entitled to take away the karka for her ksuba. No, the third one can be mashbia. The third one can be mashbia because what will be if they take it away? You're telling me good that they're talking. Maybe they won't take it away. You're right, 100%. But maybe they will take it away. So therefore, if you won't keep it, it'll be taken back from you. So good. So no problem. So then everything can be status quo. The value can be gave to the fourth one. They'll take it away from me, so I'll take it back. So then there's no problem. And that's what the Tanakhama holds. And Bananas holds if they take it away from me, but since you are gave with the ksubis, so it remains yours already. In the Shlishas can't take it away from us. That's how the beginning Shlomo wants to fend for Rashi, and Shenoidish Agozla is a piece. Not the Pesazoi, we have to take a little with a grain of salt, that there's a tumult about it. Yotzala Asikim Oirerim. Hakoponim Taisis understood that it was Noide Bebiru, so Taisis Akash, so it was Noide Bebiru, so the Shlishis should Zicha take this Karka. Wenn zwar allein mich nimmt es achas mit dem Sode scheine Schalei. Der eine Jedua Ezei. But it's speaking about like this, that we got a Biru that one of the three Sodes that were used to pay up the Ksubis of the first three Noshim, one of them is a Gzula. At the present time, we don't know which Sode it is. So therefore, it's as follows. So there, these three Noshim can come as a unit and tell the fourth one, listen, swear, because you're going to be mavsed one of us. That's fine. So it could be this, they could be mashbia. But they can't be goyve if we don't know... if we don't know which one it is. I just thought of a shtickle ha'ore, which l'chayres hazoi. I mentioned when I said over the what the Matthias Teretz wanted to be, that we'll say we don't know which kark is a gzula, the kark from which Isha is a gzula, so therefore none of the Noshim can be gave this kark. But a shvur, they could be mechayev. So, now, how could they be mechayev a shvur? And Rashi says that, speaking about, they said, ishtabali. So, could be it's speaking about that all three of them will tell ishtabali. And one of them is zicha making sense. L'chayre by the karke, l'chayre could also be gave with the karke. I mean, let's take one, let one Isha go, and let these three unite, and let one Isha go, and we'll make up that, Rochel, Leah, and Rivka. So Rochel will go to be, from the same, I want to be going with this karke. If it's mine, they can take away my karke, so I'm taking it from me. And if not, Leah will make her shliach, or Rivka will make her shliach, so, min lechere, Tosfos had such a kasha, why should the fourth one be goyve, since there's one of the three noshim who's entitled to the karke? So Tosfos said, that's speaking about, we don't know which one. So, I mean, well, Eved Eitz is. So let them all make one ashliach and be able to be goyve mamonashich. And it's ending, I mean, we're kind of for the Quebec bailam. So, I'm sure it's a shtickle hog, I don't know. But Taisa the Mesamba did not want to say that's even the case. For Oid Koshali. Now Taisa is another Kasha. My Koma Benanis. Taisa the Kasha in Loshin. Chimibnei Shehi Achoyne Niskeres. He had a time of the Tanakame. Why should the fourth one not have to swear? She's the Achoyne. Taktoisvis, otu mikoma tanakame niskero. The tanakame said, she's gaining. Nifsida koma. The tanakama holds that she's going to lose. She ain't a nishbas. That way she doesn't have to swear. Why? Lefish ain't gviyosa klum. Because a gviya will not accomplish anything. Shakaid misla noitlis oiso soda. So they're not saying she's gaining. They're saying, since she's not getting, there's no reason to swear. The Tanakame that says that the Revius does not have to swear. Why does the Revius not have to swear? So the Tanakame says, because why should she swear? She's not getting anything. B'choy mu'ucha she'govo is loy govo. Ma she'govo loy govo. So the Tanakama says she doesn't have to swear because she's not getting anything. That's what Tanakama said. So the Loshna Benanis is very schwer. The Benanis says, why is she gaining? Loma Niskeres. That means like this. If all the Noshim who got their Ksube, they had to swear, and this Isha is getting Ksube and doesn't have to swear, so she's gaining. But the Tanakhama says, you know why she doesn't have to swear? Because she's not getting anything. So forget she's different than the first three. The first three got and she's not getting because so it's going to be taken away from her. So the Loshen of Benanis is very schwer. He says, Lomon is scarce. Why is she gaining? She's not gaining. She's losing. She's not getting. So the Loshen of Benanis is schwer. The Tanakama said that she's gaining. Forget, he said she loses. Forget, that's my whole machloikis. I disagree with you, Benanis, because they hold she's not getting anything. Forget, you say the kaka will remain by her, Benanis. I say the kaka won't remain. So I'm not saying that she's gaining, I'm saying that she's losing. Shein in Ishbasl v'shein gviyosa klum, shakidemis lo neitlos oisa sode. Number one, v'heiche sh'achroine nifras. A case where the achroine is permitted to be goy with the fourth kaka. G'goyin sh'lanim tzizachas mem shein ishaloi. That means the all three noshim we're going to their kaka for their ksubis, and there's no evil, there's nothing. There's, fakelta belongs to them. Now the fourth one wants to take. Now when the fourth one takes the kaka for herself, does she have to swear? No. I feel according to Banana, she doesn't have to swear. Because who should she swear to? Whose toes is she stepping on? The first three, they got their ksubis. The Yoshim, we say, the Yoshim G'daylam, we don't have to swear. So, in a case
when the fourth one is entitled to keep it, so Benanis also, she doesn't have to swear. So keeping it without swearing, Benanis also, why not? So that's also, that's not called miskeres. There's no reason to swear, because she's not being mechas anybody. Veiche she'achoyne nifras, kegoyin sheloi nimtzeis achas mehen she'eine sheloi, osa moide nami benanas to nifras sheloi b'shvua. So when she gets benanas holds, when she gets mikra din based on benanas holds, she doesn't have to swear. Here the whole reason she does have to swear because she's not getting. It's what's called miskeres. Al kein nire kepeirish Rabbeinu Chanan. Da filu loi nimtzeis, da filu loi nimtzeis, da filu wasn't nimtzeis sode sheine sheloi, pligi. That means, when the fourth one wants to be goive her karke, we didn't hear any grumblings, any thunderstorms, there's no one is timing that there was a stolen field, nothing. I feel a lightning says, please, the Koma Benanis, Shanishbar Saravis, the Ravis has to swear. Why, who's she taking away from? Shumsha Shemo Timtsachas Mem Sodeshaini Shaloi. Because maybe now things are quiet, but who knows what's going to be tomorrow. So it could be tomorrow we're going to find out that one of the sodas that was nigva to the first three noshim is a soda she'ina shaloi. And then b'lo yuchu acha kein lachzerla. And then Benanis says, and when are you going to find that out? So what's going to happen? And it's too late. Demashe gobsa gobsa. That's what Benanis holds. So Mimele is pshat is like this. The machlokes Benanis and the Chachomim is in a case v'loy nimtzei she'ein shaloi. But are we chayish that it might be nimtzei she'ein shaloi? That's the machlokes. Benanis holds we are chayish. So therefore Benanis holds. So it could be, now things look good, but who knows, maybe tomorrow something's going to be mevarer, that the third one had that's the soda of the third one is a soda she'eini shel ha'meis. It's a stolen karka. So memele, so because of this efsharus, because of this possibility, that it could be that the revius may be taking away a karka from the shlishes, so you have to swear. So be mevara now that you're entitled to the karka. That means we're playing, a person is short-sighted, we don't know what's going to be mayula joim, but let us think out loud. Now she's taking the dos, and we all bal b'chay mu'ucher shegove ma shegove is gova. So maybe she's taking away, let's say, from the third one. Maybe we'll find out tomorrow that the third one's cock is not hers. So therefore, that's the sfora of Ben Nanis. That's what Tosis wants to say. Now, before we go further, Tosis has problems on this Malach. I just would try to explain so far how this pshat for Emfer the two kashas. The first kasha is poshut out of Emfer. Tosis says, the kasha, why are you letting the fourth one be goyve? Let the third one be goyve. But now the zichano kasha, the third one be goyve. The third one is a karka. Now we know nothing. The whole thing is a chash. Maybe we'll find out tomorrow that the third one's karka was not shel bailo. But now you can't stop her from being goyver. So that's why. Oh, the only thing is she has to swear. The second kasha of Tosfos asked, what is the Loshon of Benames? The Loshon of Benames is that Lomo Niskeres. So Taisa says it's not Niskeres because it won't belong to her. That is why she doesn't have to swear, because she's not giving her anything. So is that called Niskeres? That was Taisa's kasha. Tachsachmer could be, we'll see soon, perhaps a little better, but let's just say for practical purposes, Menanis was Machadish and Gevalda Kizach, that we have to think in a negative attitude, or in a cautious attitude, we have to think, maybe one of the three previous Noshim will find out that as yet did not get paid up to Iksubi. You have to be cautious. So let the fourth one swear. So it could be that the Chachomim, the Tanakama holds, now we'll see the Lashon HaGemara soon, but now we don't have to say that the Tama, the Tanakama is because the Tanakama holds that Baal Chai Mucha Shegove Ma Shegove Loi Gove. It could be the Tama, the Tanakama is that we're not Chai is such a thing. Not Chai, maybe we'll find out. Not Chai is. So we don't have to be afraid that Lamaisa there is a Sodik Zula. So on that, perhaps we can understand the Loshon of Benanis. That Benanis said, Loman is Keres. That means, why should she be different than the others? The others, when they're vade taking away, they have to swear. So why, if I don't know if she's that, but there's a possibility she take away, why shouldn't she have to be mevara that a kaponim she's entitled to a ksube? There's a possibility she's also taking away. So it could be the Loshon Lomo Niskeres is a little better already. That the taina is hastis. Either Benanis understood that was the svar of the Tanakame, that the result of the Tanakame is that I don't have to be chayish for this. He says, why should she gain? Because it's not in front of our noses now but it's something to think about. So Mamela, she should also have to swear to, If Birvois Hayomim, will be taken away from one of the three, so Lamaisa, she should have to swear now to prove that it's hers. That she's entitled to work sub. But maybe we'll see a little clearer a little later. Now, there's a tremendous problem on the Rach's Pshat. This is beautiful, Oisenbeinik, but how do we say Pshat in the Gemara? B'mayka mifligi. Omar Shmu, kigoyin shenimtseis achas mehem soda sheini shaloi. Balchoy ma'ucha shekodon v'goda kemifligi. Now, this is a shrek l'chaloshin according to the Rach. Now, if you'll take the loshin kemshutoi, in such a case, what would be the din? So the din would be that the third one would be goyver, finished. This, if nimtzeis, the way we say kibshutoi, if it's speaking about before she was goyver, nimtzeis achas shetel, the third one should be goyver. So what is pshat shenimtzeis achas mehem soda sheinei shaloi? What do you do with the Loshon HaGemara? Vachikoma. Now that's why Tosfos is going to be marich over here to explain the Lashon HaGemara. Vachika b'may pligi, kloima b'may toli iker taime, what is the yisoda tam? Shemachmas oisei tam mashbiya benanis lo'ilom. Because of this tam, benanis is mashbiya. Kigoin shenimtzeis u'mishim hochi kigoin shenimtzeis. U'mishim hochi nishbas afilu loy nimtzeis. I'd like to see for 1 minute there's a Lashon HaMarsha and a Maram Shif. Then let's go back to the Lashon of Tosfos. Let's just see the Marsha. Marsha is on Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph. That's Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph on the Masha, the first Masha on that Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. Shenim says, Kiper Shebein Echananu, Vafilu Loi Nim says Pligi. Kigoin Shenim says, Mshim Hochi Nishbas, Afilu Loi Nim says. Ad Kan Lashayne. Chatzalayma. Bin nimtzeis pligi bipshitis. Hanekamesova mashegova loigova. Benanesova degova. That means like this. Abu buloi nimtzeis pligi leinyin shvue vekalohom. So the Gemara is saying like this. By nimtzeis, in the case of nimtzeis, I mean, we found out already, and she was goyve. There's a machloikis between Benanis and the Tanakame. What will happen now? That's not our Mishnah, but there's a machloikis between Benanis and the Tanakame. Benanis holds that, you won't take it away from her. And the Tanakam also, you will take it away from her in such a case. That's not our Mishnah. But that's the Yisoid HaMachloikis is, by Nimtzeis, what will the din be there? Is it Gova or Loi Gova? Now, when we come to our Mishnah, which is speaking about a case of loy nimtzeis, now we have here a machlokes legabi if we could be mashbiyar. But the whole reason that Benanis will say that you could be mashbiyar, because Benanis holds by nimtzeis mashegove gogo, so therefore by loy nimtzeis. Gemara is telling us the Yisod. Why did Benanis be Mechayev Ashua by Loi Nimtzeis? Because Benanis holds by Nimtzeis, there'll be Elochev Mashegove Gove. So therefore, that is the Yisod of the Tam of Benanis. So therefore, by Loi Nimtzeis, since he holds Mashegove Gove, therefore, by Loi Nimtzeis, he's Mechayev Ashua. Maybe it will be nimtzeis. But the whole machlokes in Shvuah is only, not by nimtzeis. By nimtzeis is a different machlokes. So let us see again the lashon of Tosfos, which is not too clear. So Tosfos says, Bachikoma, b'may pligi. Now, b'may pligi, we would learn, where is the machloikis? In which case are they chaylikah? So Taisa says Kloima. Whenever Taisa says Kloima, that means you have to learn this with a grain of salt. Doesn't mean in what case are they chaylik. Kloima. Ba mai toli ikir taima. What is the yesoda tam? Shemachmas oisai tam mashbiya benanis. So the Gemara is asking, in other words, why does Benana say you have to swear? That's what. So the Gemara says, because Benana holds Masha Gove Gove. Yeah. Mishmach Nishba Safil Olay Nimtzais. Now, between you and me, I said before that the svore of the Chachomim was that you don't have to swear. I want to say it could be the svore of the Chachomim was because they're not chayish bechlal that it will be nimtzeis. And that's what I want to say, that's the svore that he said, amay niskeres. Why should she gain? Then we said that then lechayre is good. The loshen amay niskeres. And lechayre, if the chachamim are also moided to this, that by a sofik you would also have to swear. No, the reason you don't have to swear on a sofik is because there'll never be a problem because she'll never get it. I mean, now she's getting it because we don't know of anything, so that is no problem. And if there ever a problem will arise, so we'll take it away from her. So she's not ever taking away anything from anyone. So then Lechayre, according to Taisvis, is also Shved the Kasha, Amai Niskeres. She's not Niskeres, the reason she doesn't have to swear is not because. Because the only reason she doesn't have to swear is because if there ever will be a problem, there won't be a problem because she's not taking anything. That's what I wanted to say. Other one of ain't it from the beder, other the stacker could be a double machloikis. Because it's very interesting. Taisus only is marich what the svar of bananas is. Taisus doesn't go on what the svar of the chachamim is in the etzem machloikis. So it could be the Chachomim Taka hold Hitaka not even Chai, never Chayish by Loi Nimtzeis, maybe it'll be Nimtzeis. So then would be good the Loshen of Amay Niskeres. Now, Vahoche Bechayshin in Shema Tachsiv Kemichlagi. Now what is the second Loshen? The second Loshen of the Gemara was, the Machloikis is Shema Tachsiv. And this is a shekelach problem, according to Taisvis. Why should she be tachsev? That means we're speaking in a matzit. No, bishleim ha-shvue. No, let us swear. Mine is scared. Everyone else is swearing. Let us also swear. I mean, let's be mevarer that shtaka deserves a ksubach. I mean, but shem ha-tachsev, nothing's brewing. No one's choloming that the three were not going with the ksubach. So why should she be machsev? So Taisri says, Vohche b'cheshin Hashem atachsev kemiflegi, lefi sheyereyo, Shem atim tzachas mehem sodu sheyni shaloi, v'yach zoler, v'en cheshashus lashbi chasod ha-mavsidose. So Taisri seems to be saying that just like Chazal v'chayish to be machayev v'ashvu according to Benanis, they were chayish to be machayev or shvua, shema, maybe will be mevara, that's a sodik zula. So, she's also afraid. It seems the chmein could be bisman chazal was a more shir dika thing a sodik zula. Anyway, so, I mean, there was, you have a whole parasha of Cheskes Abatim, and I mean, it could be, it was more Shiach, so, she's also Chai, she also, it's not a Psach Shash once in a million. could be that could be Taka Sodik Zula. And Zumamela should be scared to invest in it. Maybe they might take it away. So Misafik, she won't be Mashbir, and she'll be Machsev the Kalke. Vayimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Mashbir in Oiso, Kidei Shetifroish in Mitfiso Tzchori. Now, it seems like to say something, but bothered the Rabbeinu Tam, and because of this, Tachsime, he's saying a whole shtick Torah. Nachsich Mirim, we hear Vetula Shainis. Why do you have to swear? So according to the first lotion, according to bananas, you have to swear, because she might be taking away from one of the first three wives. She might be taking away. We'll find out it's a Sodik Zula. So if you take away from someone, so you have to swear. We need this birul before you take away. There's a possibility of taking away. So before we get into this, let's be mevarer that you're entitled to take away. Let's see. Amen. According to the second lotion, everyone holds ma shegovo legov.
From Emerson, she's not taking away.
Chazal were afraid, though, that could be Kolzman, she's in this karka, she might be Mekalkal the karka. Fine. That's a problem. So what do we accomplish that she should swear? She's not taking away from anybody. That means, that's what Taisa Zich understood, Achsma. She's not taking away. I mean, if it's, we'll find out that it belongs to you, so you'll get it. I'm not taking away from you. So if I'm not taking away from you, so why should I have to swear? I would understand, let's not give it to her, because, let's not give it to her because maybe Shema Tachsev. But you can't say that also, let's not give it to her Shema Tachsev. I mean, who says Bechlad that anything will happen? But Taisvis had a Meirdike Kasha Dachsev. I mean, that's why the Rabbeinu Tam said a Meirdike Shtik Torah. Taisa said, Akash, I mean, why should she swear? She's not taking anything away. If there will ever arise a problem, you're getting it back. So why should she have to swear to you? She's not taking anything away from you. Shema Tachsev is a problem. But the union of Shvuah to be Mevaga to the Baldova, listen, you're taking away from me, prove that you're entitled to take. She's not taking away from you. So the Bein Atam said, "Amir the Kishtik Taira." The purpose of the Shvuah is not to be mevara. The purpose of the Shvuah is to scare her. That means we're going to tell her, you want to take the kalke, you have to swear. And let's hope and pray, she'll be a little scared to swear, and she won't take the kalke. She won't take the kalke. So then later, if it'll ever go back to one of the three noshim, you won't have a mekulkul de kekalke. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam says, va'oimer Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam all of a sudden over here in the second loshim felt it necessary to explain what you're accomplishing with the shvur, why you have to swear. The mashbi in oisa kidei shetifroish imitvisa tzori. The Iker is imetvisa tzor. That means not the Iker is to be mevara to us. To be mevara to us that she gets the karka. Because we don't have to be mevara to us at the present time. she's not taking away and she'll never take away. But Al-Kaponim, let us, Al-Kaponim, protect ourselves in this oifen. Why should the Shlishis lose because of the Achsofe? Maybe Taki Tvisa Tzchori. So let's be Matal Ashvua on her, Shema Tiflesh. So the purpose of the Shvua is not to be Mevare to us, really, as the Kumte Diksubit, because the Varish is not taking away. The purpose of the Shvua is Ipsikumte Nitshi, should be Mekalkul, the Kalkal Kopon. Shema Tiflesh, Kadeshe Tiflesh, Ime Tvisa Tzchori. And you'll see that that's Amshech, that's the flow of place. Zim Taima. Im Kain. So now there's a new din. That means that since it could become a kilkul of Shema Tachsif. So Memele, so we are Mechayev Ashvue in order to prevent Yenna to get this karka, because maybe Sekumtem it. So it's a Shema Tifresh. So but the Shvua is that Shema Tifresh will never come to Amatzav of Achsof. Every Balchoiv that's Goiva Akarke, the Neche Shema Yachsif, we had just said, according to Ben Chanamel, until nothing is happening with Chayshaba, maybe, who knows what will happen, Shema Yachsif, Lefi Shema, Yesh Balchoiv Kodu. Maybe there's a previous Balchoiv. He doesn't know what's going to happen. He is a Balchoiv. He was Goyva Akalke. And what's going to be if in 2 months later a Balchoiv Kodum is going to come? I'll take away from him the Kalke. Mashigova Loigova. According to the Chachomim. Sheitrev Mimenu. Vinash Bienu. Kedei she of according to second lashon every holds everyone holds mashe gove loy gove in banana says but there's a chash of shema tichsei that's him to swear that's bien kedei she yifreish mitvise tzori so Taisvi says so why was this machlekes said only legabi amaisim ishe nasi dalad noshim every bal choyv that is goyva akalke. Let's say from Yisayimim Gedolim, there's no Chiyuv Shvua to the Yisayimim. He should have to swear, because maybe there's a Baal Chayv Kodu. Just like over here, we say maybe there's a, maybe to Gigazel Tekalke. Perhaps, I mean, between you and me, a Baal Chayv Kodu is more Olu to occur than a Gigazel Tekalke for all practical purposes. A Baal Chayv Kodu to be, I mean, very shlius could be the Baal Chayv Kodem. I mean, he borrowed money before from someone else. And so we zicha should be chayish for this. So let every malva that's goyva karka have to swear, maybe he got paid up already. Who, in order they should be payrish. Just what you say over here. Lav milsi, the oti yeshlon the lasi is takone le baal choyv de lesa kamo, b'shema einei bo'ilo. That means like this, abalocha ono oisim takone b'shvil hanoshim ha-koidmois. So l'cheira teisus means to say like this. Here we have people, in our Mishnah we have three wives who are potential sufferers. I mean, maybe it's not stolen. That could be. But maybe it is stolen. So you have over here three nashim which are potential sufferers. So we say, so let's alleviate their suffering to the best of our capabilities by telling the revi'is, first be mevara, if you're entitled to be goyva this kalk. And if it was the tafsa tzrori, so it should be payrish. So we are alleviating our potential sufferers from suffering by trying, if if the revius is not entitled to the karke, so by being matal ashvue, she'll be poirish, so we'll take away this problem of shema tachsid. That's our gemara. The potential sufferers are in front of us, so therefore we have to try to help alleviate them from suffering by being matal ashvue on her v'shema tifrish, so they won't suffer. Masha'en kein, a bal chayiv comes to be goyva karke, could be there's a bal chayiv mugdem. But that sufferer is not the fanenu. That means this was only an imagination. We don't even have a suffer. Not only is the case what we're chayish about not the fanenu. It could be, but the sufferer is also not lefoneinu. We'll only make a tikkun for someone if the someone is here already that could suffer from har gviye or from the malvas gviye. Then we'll make a takon. So swear shema tifrish. But if no one is here, there's no reason to swear.
Now, we see again this whole place is not Rabbeinu Tamos Machadish,
that the purpose of the Shvua is that she shouldn't be Goyve. Mayel Mashi Yifresh, Gama Yisaimim, Sheyipel Asoda Biyodom Yachsifu, Mach Mesir Azu, Shamatim Tzachas Mem Soda Sheini Shaloi. I mean, he said a whole shtick Torah, that she will be Machsif the Karka the Revius, because maybe it's as there's a Soda Sheini Shaloi. So the same way she thinks, the same should also think. So what did we accomplish? We're matla shvu on the heart, so she'll be Pirish and she won't be good. So it'll be by the Yisaimim. So the Yisaimim also won't be mashbir the karke, because maybe it'll be taken away from them. Vaymerebi de lo yachsifuo bishvil kach shechavive beinei. Now, they won't be machsev the karka. The Yisraimim have another chesbin, nachlas beis aviyim. They won't do such a thing. So memele, that's why the ikar is, we're afraid that she'll be machsev the karka. And the Yisraimim don't have to be afraid, shechaviv beinayim. The second test from Yitzhak Hashem will learn tomorrow.